Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. That blizzard warning remains in effect for northeast South Dakota until 1 o'clock Friday as this very powerful storm system slowly makes its way across the upper Midwest. National Weather Service forecaster James Telkin says we'll see more snow throughout the day today, very strong northeast winds, at times gusting up to 50 miles an hour, will blow that snow around. And Telkin says by tomorrow, we should finally see the weather conditions begin to improve.
Well, it looks like tonight you'll start to see things wind down during the overnight hours. It'll linger on into tomorrow morning, especially for the Watertown area. But once you get past that 7, 8 in the morning, it'll be just how you might get maybe another inch after that. And the winds also begin to die down tonight, too.
Of course, no travel is advised across the listening area today. The Watertown Street Department announced it was pulling its plows off the road and discontinuing all plowing and sanding operations as of 11 o'clock this morning until further notice. And the blizzard conditions have been keeping Northwestern Energy crews busy as they work to restore power to customers across their service area who've been affected by outages. Spokesman Tom Glanzer says the ice and wind began causing problems last night. He says most of the remaining outages are now isolated. Northwest Energy has pulled crews in the area of Wessington, St. Lawrence, Menno, Woolsey, and Freeman until weather and road conditions get better. And the freezing rain, sleet, snow, and high winds are combining to drop power poles and lines across the area. Brad Chardine is the manager of Southeast Electric Cooperative based in Marion, and he says they're seeing outages all across their system.
It's just east and west and north and south with transmission lines for our power supplier, East River, you know, with galloping lines, breaking poles, and shutting down some substations to just unbelievably hard roads to get through. The gravel roads, everything out there are just terrible to get around to even get to things. So crews are having a tough time right now.
Chardine says they've been using all types of vehicles to try and get to the damages.
We pulled in any of our employees that got four-wheel, you know, ATV-type things so that we can run them out ahead of our crews so we can kind of get a plan for how do we get to where the down poles and lines are at. And trying to do it that way, because even just four-wheel drive pickups can't get around.
And Chardine says due to the difficult road conditions, it'll take longer to get everyone's power back on. Well, before this fierce snowstorm rolled into South Dakota this week, Governor Kristi Noem visited Watertown. Speaking to a group at Lake Area Technical Institute, the governor praised Watertown's work on the initial flood fight that occurred in late March and early April.
I was on the phone and in the emergency management center and getting texts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And every time I got an update from Kristi, who is the emergency management director, Colonel Price, they would say, Watertown is not the problem. Watertown has everything handled. Watertown knows exactly what they're doing. It's probably not a bad idea to have your mayor be an engineer, because that that works out pretty well when you're dealing with a lot of water situations. But you guys and Mr. Sutton were just rock stars at taking care of people here.
The governor then shifted the conversation to workforce development in South Dakota, which she says Lake Area Tech can play a key role in.
So that is what this school's mission is to prepare and to meet those workforce needs. It's something that I prioritized in my budget. It's something that I talk about everywhere that I go, and it's something that I'm going to stand behind and in front of to make sure that we're getting folks in these jobs that we need so desperately to help our communities grow.
And the governor talked about her Week of Work initiative to get high school students out and thinking about employment and careers.
And the Week of Work is going to be a week that happens this fall where I'm going to ask everyone in state government for all of our high school students to focus on work. Just being in a new position, being out job shadowing, but doing it in a different way that's very involved to where they really see the career opportunities that they have in front of them.
The governor spoke on Tuesday at Lake Area Tech's 17th annual Governor's Luncheon. As we mentioned, the combination of ice, snow, and wind due to this blizzard is affecting the transmission system of East River Electric Power Cooperative. East River Electric is the wholesale power provider to 24 electric co-ops and one municipal electric system in eastern South Dakota and western Minnesota. As of 8 o'clock this morning, East River Electric had 27 substations without power. Most of the affected substations are located in Minor, Lake, Moody, and Minnehaha counties. Clay, Lincoln, Union, and Yankton counties in southeast South Dakota are also experiencing power outages due to the storm. The cooperative's crews have mobilized to assess damages and begin repairs where possible. Power to some of the affected substations has been rerouted to other sources. There are downed power lines on parts of the transmission system, but because of poor visibility and travel conditions, crews have not been able to reach all areas to assess the full extent of the damage and make needed repairs. Consumers could see outages throughout the day today and possibly into tomorrow. Well, unlike past sessions, South Dakota legislators did not debate any major workforce development proposals this year. Dave Owen, the president of the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says it's a problem that has not been solved.
I think we've run around the track a couple times, and the easy answers have been pursued. It's a really complex issue. It's not that we lack people. It's that we have a whole bunch of people that don't have the skills we need in the marketplace.
Owen says there are some big questions to answer.
So how do we re-educate adults? How do we direct students to where their passion and interest might be when social norms suggest they might go to college? This is a more sophisticated, nuanced, detailed discussion, and so I don't think it lends itself to the soundbite world of politics.
And Owen says businesses need people with more than just technical skills.
Finding a workforce that has the right skills, has what they call the soft skills, is ready to show up to work every day on time and maybe stay all day. With a proper attitude about being productive. These are all things that are difficult when unemployment is very low, and they are all things that almost defy simple solutions.
Owen is meeting with local chambers of commerce on his post-legislative swing around South Dakota. And a recent study released by the Department of Tourism shows 73% of counties in South Dakota saw increased visitor spending last year over the prior year. The counties that experienced the largest year-over-year growth were Harding, Hanson, Sully, Meade, and Marshall. Regionally, the Northeast region saw visitor spending rise 1.4%. Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan said the strong numbers prove once again that tourism is an incredibly important part of South Dakota's economy. In 2018, total visitor spending in South Dakota reached $3.98 billion. Blizzard warning until 1 p.m. Friday. That's what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.